I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello and welcome back behind the bar once again. Another week in a row, this time with Reed Reimer, the lead musician or musical director for Cthulhu Dreamt. I'm also joined by my co-host Josh for the day.
Hello.
Hey.
So, what would you like to be called? Reimer, Reed, what do you prefer?
Oh, Reed is fine.
Reed, okay. Well, the first question is always the one to break the ice. What do you think a pint of Cthulhu would be as a drink?
I would probably go for... I think absinthe.
You know what? You're not the only one that says that.
Yeah. I mean, the drink, I've never had it, and I'm a teetotaler, so never will have it. But how I think of the drink is how I think of Cthulhu. It's like mysterious and supposedly mind-blowing and, green.
Oh, I can tell you now, it tastes like ass.
Oh, no. Well, it's has licorice in it, right? Or like whatever that flavor is in licorice. And I'm not a huge fan of that flavor.
Fair play.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you guys know, my name is Reed Reimer. I run a small creative studio called Fable Factory, where we create different projects in different genres and styles and, you know, create different media. My forte is music writing. I went to school for that and have been doing it for a couple decades, but like more in a kind of professional capacity for about 5 years. Okay. And I love creating, and I think even more than that, I like creating with friends and other creators.
Okay, very cool.
What kind of inspired you to create music in the first place? I know we're kind of going off of our list here, but what is your main inspiration? How did you start?
That's a tough one. I mean, I can remember being into music my whole life. I mean, I remember, you know, riding around with my parents, and my dad would play the classic rock station, stuff like Zeppelin and Floyd. And my mom would have, you know, 50s stations on when I was riding with her, you know. And it's just like when I was growing up, 50s were like 30, 40 years ago. So it was like a kind of a big callback, you know, for our generation. But probably not so much for my mom. But I mean, I just remember like humming and like singing along and like just loving music, and started playing instruments in grade school, and I've just always really loved it. And I can't remember who or why guitar spoke to me, which was my kind of my first serious instrument, but I took that up when I was about 11 years old, and It's not my primary instrument anymore, but it's probably the one that I do the most, which is a weird juxtaposition, but I didn't ever receive formal training in guitar, whereas like voice is something, you know, I have a classical training in, and composition.
Cool. What is one of your favorite tabletop RPGs?
Ooh, well, I started playing tabletops back in like middle school, so like 13, 14 years old, And I remember my grandma getting me into that, and that was Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. Like, that's what I remember. I had those books. You know, I can recall the images on the covers, like, without even thinking too hard. And, you know, as much as I feel like I would lose some credibility for saying, like, probably Dungeons and Dragons is would be the go-to for me.
So the classic D&D, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with D&D. That's what we're running now anyway.
Yeah.
So a little bit about obviously what you're working on right now. You're currently, or you have written the entire score for Cthulhu Dreamt. How did you end up getting involved with that?
Well, Cthulhu Dreamt is actually a passion project of mine. You know, right after COVID began back in 2020, I was kind of talking with a couple of friends of mine who are like way into metal. And I was like, hey, do you guys want to do a project with me? Like, I want to do something that's heavy and use, like, kind of build it off a story that it speaks to me. 'Cause about 10 years ago, my wife and I lost a daughter during childbirth. And I kind of wrote Cthulhu with, you know, my friends and partners and stuff as a way to kind of process a lot of the emotions and the feelings that I held on to dealing with that trauma. And so that began in 2020. We started writing what is now the first album, the self-titled album. And like from there, it was just like, I don't know, it just really like gave me the feelings that I needed. And it wasn't hard to just keep diving in. And like, as soon as we released the first album, I started writing stuff for the second album. And like, not too long after that is when I hooked up with my friend Jaren. You know, we had been friends before, but we had a conversation about creating other stuff. Like, I was asking him other questions about other things, and he was like, well, have you ever thought about making Cthulhu a game? And so that's kind of how that started.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your family's daughter going through something like that. Can be unimaginable, and the way that people deal with it is, you know, it's very notable that we're going to be a part of something that means that much to you.
Yeah, thank you.
From what you've created, it's amazing. It's an amazing tribute. If nothing else, it is an amazing tribute. The quality, the overall just amazement of how that music sounds, if nothing else, will always be an amazing tribute.
Yeah, I thank you. I kind of think so too. Like, you know, if today all work on the project had to stop for whatever reason, like, I would be proud of everything that exists up to now and feel like, yeah, I feel like it's a good homage to, you know, to my daughter's memory.
And like I said, that takes it a little more personal for me, being a metalhead and someone who has worked in the hospital setting. And, you know, I can only imagine what you're going through, but for us to be a part of your passion project, you know, it means a lot more to us then.
Thank you. Glad to have you guys here.
Hell, we're glad to have you here, man.
Yeah. So what are your favorite bands? Like, what is your number one go-to band? And then do like top three.
Ooh. So I like my love of music is so expansive that to narrow it down is really difficult, but like sticking to kind of that metal genre, that my go-to stuff is probably like Mastodon.
Okay.
A band called Igor, and like third place, it's tough, but I'd probably say right now Archspire.
I haven't heard of them yet. I'll have to look them up.
Nope.
Yeah, they're like tech death metal, and they're just they have a really great video for a song they did called Drone Corpse Aviator, and the video is terrific, but like just how amazing and fast and technical like that those guys are is insane. Like I can't play that way, so I'm glad that they can, because it allows me to appreciate that.
Yeah, because I used to be a guitar player up until my last surgery on my shoulder, where I couldn't have, like, it took away my external rotation. So I always found it a little difficult to, you know, play since then. But yeah, I played from when I was in high school. So from like 94 to just like 4 years ago.
Mm.
So that's all I would play is metal and, you know, scream on the whammy bar and,
yes.
You know, piss off the neighbors that, you know, can you turn that down? Yeah, it's right after this.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I can. Will I? I don't think so.
So out of all the music you've created, do you have a particular favorite one out of all of those? And with your permission, we'll put a little clip in.
Like for Cthulhu?
Yeah, one of your creations.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, as far as Cthulhu goes, I mean, I think my favorite track is probably A Broken Heart Feeds 2, which is, it's like, I mean, it is essentially like a goodbye love letter to my daughter. And it's, like, the way when I started writing it, it was just like this really simple riff, and then it just kind of, for me, just kind of wrote itself. And it's a really simple tune, but I feel like it just kind of, I don't know, it sits well, and it feels like light, but at the same time heavy. It's really hard to explain, but yeah, it's like, I'll let you guys check it out here, but that's probably one of my favorites.
I'll have to definitely put a clip in that right now.
So how did you get involved with Cthulhu Dreamt? And what is your role with them currently?
Like, do you mean the game or the band or just like the project in general?
The entire aspect, like from when you started to where you're at now.
So, yeah. So when we started, like I said, it was in 2020, and me and a couple of friends just kind of started writing riffs. And then like they'd either write like a riff or like, you know, parts of a song or in a song and send it to me. And then I would be in my studio and go through and just arrange songs around the riffs or write songs or, you know, write like the interlude tracks that kind of bridge the songs to each other. Cause like the way that I like to think of the listening aspect of Cthulhu Dreamt, like if you put on whatever album it is, you can listen to it from the first track through the last track, and it should feel like a continuous like listening experience, like a story. You should be experiencing a story, and like that's how I think about it when I write. And you know, if you listen to an album back to back, or like the songs back to back, it'll just flow. And so like that's kind of how it got started. And then Jaren and I had the conversation about making a game, and like we decided, let's do it. And so Jaren and Action Fiction started that whole process, and you know, are working on it now. And you know, my part of that was going to be like, my part was always going to be the music aspect of the game. But also like through Fable Factory, have other aspects of that as well. Like, my friend Chris Durston is writing a companion novel to the game, which is like a prequel. And it's got a couple of the characters that are like, well, a couple of the main NPCs from the game. And then, me and a couple other guys from the band are writing the soundtrack, and you know, we've composed like pieces that have been performed by the Prague Symphony and the Moscow Symphony that will be on the album. And you know, I didn't think about, or I thought about this album the exact same way. Like, Jaren and I sat down and went through the entire outline of the game before he started writing it, and so basically I composed the soundtrack around that outline. So it's the story of the game from beginning to end. So if you didn't want to play the game at all and you just wanted to listen to the soundtrack, you could do that and kind of experience all the highs and lows and like the cinematic events, you know, as a listen through of the soundtrack. And yeah, so here we are today, you know, like almost a couple years into the process of building up the game and working on the soundtrack and like the other stuff that goes along with that.
I must admit, I've spent quite a bit of time listening to the music you have put up, and yeah, you can just listen to it the entire way through over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like when Matt first introduced it to me, I was like, I was listening to it and I was like, this sounds like Viking metal, like something very strong, very fierce, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, like, the way that I think about the music of Cthulhu Dream, yeah, like, it's based in, like, a mixed metal kind of genre.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a sound world for an entire world, so I don't, like, limit it to metal music. Like I said, you know, there's orchestral music in the soundtrack, but even on, like, the albums that are out there, you know, you'll come across, like, a track that has EDM in it, or, like, trap music, or you know, there's one that's got a bluegrass breakdown. And so it's, I don't hesitate at all to fold in other genres, you know, when to me it just kind of helps tell that story.
That's cool.
Do you have, in this entire project, is there something that you really enjoy working on? Do you have like a favorite thing about this whole thing? And then on the flip side on that, is there something about this project that you just cannot stand or you really just don't enjoy doing?
I mean, I love creating. Like, I love writing music. And, you know, that's probably my favorite part, is just, like, the actual creation process of the music. And, you know, there'll be, like, I know you guys interviewed Snails from the Action Fiction team, who is in charge of the alternate reality game that's kind of ongoing, you know, as we release the game and the Kickstarter and stuff. But, you know, one of the things they do is create, like musical codes and like ciphers, not just in music, but like all over the place. And, you know, Snails will come to me and say, hey, can you like write a song quick so we can put in some codes and, you know, have something for people to find, you know, here. And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. Like, and you know, I might come up with a song in a day or a week or something. And yeah, like that's super fun to try to come up with some riffs or like a section where, okay, how do we make this not sound just like super weird or whatever? But yeah, like the creation part is definitely my favorite. And my not favorite part is like the wait. Like when we started this thing, we created a timeline of how things are going and, you know, waiting for the Kickstarter to begin is like, oh, you know, I wish it were happening now so I could, so we could be kind of moving on with the rest of the process or, you know, this or that. But, yeah, it's funny because the initial timeline from when Jaren and I started our conversation, like we had intended to launch the Kickstarter for the game back in 22, like a year ago, actually.
Oh, wow.
Because I had like Liminality, which was the second album from Cthulhu Dreamt, was supposed to be like the kind of, we're going to release an album, you know, get a little bit of press going around that and have that kind of dovetail right into the release of the Kickstarter. But then that didn't work out on the timeline for the game and for the Kickstarter and stuff. So, you know, we bided our time and then like kind of kicked the can down the road on the game side. And it ended up like, we're going to have a lot more time. And so I ended up writing, you know, with the a couple of the guys from Cthulhu, the precursor EP, which came out at the beginning of this year. And that, again, was going to be like the dovetail into the Kickstarter. And then, as you guys know, like we put out the Kickstarter and we kind of flubbed a couple of things. So we paused that and are going to relaunch that later in the year. But yeah, like I wonder if I'll come up with another EP.
Nice. Well, like we said, your music is amazing. And, you know, we hope for the best, you know, and hope that we do our best job, you know, when we play the game coming up soon. So we're definitely looking forward to being a part of, you know, this.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's going to be cool. Like, because I know, you know, like we'd started talking with you guys, what, like a week or a week and a half ago?
Yeah,
or two, maybe 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And so like Jaren and team kind of got to work immediately, like working on this adventure path that you guys are going to play through. And so I'm just giving it like the regular treatment, like, okay, so this is the story, this is what's happening. And so I'm creating music as they're writing the adventure path for that. And I'm pretty excited because this next week I get to write the heavy song, because already like I've written the ambient part. Ooh. And I've written the, like the cinematic part for that the story, and then the third track is the heavy part. So I'm looking forward to writing some riffs for that.
Could nice. We perhaps get a sneaky peek at that?
Yeah, I can shoot you guys over like what I've got so far.
Ooh, I mean, would we be allowed to put a little bit in now?
I think so.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. Of editing.
So what are some other things that you like to do outside of your passion project? Like, do you go fishing, hiking, camping? Do you do like and any sports?
So I've got twin daughters who like just turned 8 last week, and they, you know, being dad and husband are like pretty much like what I do when I'm not doing my passion stuff.
I hear,
you know,
that.
There'll be the occasion. Yeah. Yeah. Like family. Yeah. Family, if you choose to like, let it take up a lot of your time, can and will take up a lot of your time.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine. Like I'm totally cool with that. And so like what I do for outside of passion stuff is a lot of content consumption. Like I love watching movies and I love watching TV shows, and I mean, like that's the kind of stuff that inspires me anyway. Like it's so hard for me to like listen to new music, and so I try to do that when I can, you know, between all the other stuff, because my medium is creating music. So it's hard to like, I think if I were a writer, I'd be able to listen to a lot more stuff, but instead I'm a composer, and so it takes my ear power too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair play. I mean, with the whole Cthulhu Dreamt, is there anything you're planning on after that? Is there any kind of future horizon?
Yeah, so, like, like when I said, like, waiting is my least favorite part, part of that on the Cthulhu Dreamt project is because I have, like, 30 ideas that I've been writing down and, like, taking video of me playing, but I've got like album 3 after the game, like I'm ready to start writing it. So
wow.
Like it's like I'm just waiting. I don't really want to not confuse the two, but I don't want to like spend time on that when I need to be working on the game when they need me. But yeah, like I'm ready to do that. And, you know, outside of Cthulhu, like I've got three or four other like side projects that have nothing to do with my like media composing, like, you know, my work that take up the rest of my time when I am creating stuff. So there's always something to do.
Yeah, fair play. Well, I think we've kind of nearly run our course on question wise. The only other thing I can really think of, unless Josh, you have anything.
Oh, not that I can think of off the top of my head. Just like I said, you know, we're very excited to be a part of this project, you know, knowing how much it means to you and the rest of the people at the factory. You know, so we're going to take it as serious as we can to make it as enjoyable as we can.
Thank you. Yeah, and I hope, I mean, like, I honestly hope that it, like, is fun for you guys, too. Like, you know, even though it might be, like, a little more serious, you know, versus, you know, like, a parody game or something.
Yeah.
I hope it's fun.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. I mean, if at least one of us dies, it'll be a success.
And knowing the way that I roll, it'll probably be me. I'll probably go through like three or four characters.
There you go.
I'm like the king of nat ones.
He really is. I mean, I think you've had about four in a row as your maximum.
Six was the highest.
Oh, six. Oh. Yeah, okay.
You gotta get some other dice.
We use roll 20, so it's all...
Oh.
So I keep thinking, I'm like, I keep seeing everyone rolling like nat 20s and all these high scores. And I'm like, it gets to me. And I'm just like, all right, folks, hang on. Because this is going to be a bumpy ride for a moment.
So I think before we sign off, where can people find you? What socials do you go by?
So fablefactory.org. is, you know, home of the studio, and from there it's got like links to all the other socials for Fable Factory, and then Cthulhu Dreamt is always just CthulhuDreamt.com, and yeah, I think everything is pretty much there. You know, me, like a lot of the projects I work on might be released under my own name, so like if you're interested in listening to Reed Reimer, I, you know, just type that name in on whatever streamer you want and have at it.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Reed. It's been an absolute pleasure. And
thank you, guys. Yeah,
looking forward to hearing the rest of your music and playing the game.
Yay!
Right. This has been A Part of Cthulhu. We are signing off. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.